I have complained, and my complaint will be forwarded, in its turn, to the Central Committee.
Time passed, and they resented the defects no longer. The defects had not been remedied, but the human tissues in that latter day had become so subservient that they readily adapted themselves to every caprice of the machine. The sigh at the crises of the Brisbane Symphony no longer irritated Vashti. She accepted it as part of the melody. The jarring noise, whether in the head or in the wall, was no longer resented by her friend. And so with the moldy artificial fruit, so with the bath water that began to stink, so with the defective rhymes that the poetry machine had taken to emit. All were bitterly complained of at first, and then acquiesced in and forgotten. Things went from bad to worse, unchallenged. "Someone is meddling with the machine," they began. "Someone is trying to make himself king, to reintroduce the personal element. Punish that man with homelessness. To the rescue, avenge the machine, avenge the machine. War, kill the man." But the committee of the mending apparatus now came forward, and allayed the panic with well-chosen words. It confessed that the mending apparatus was itself in need of repair. The effect of this frank confession was admirable.
"Of course," said a famous lecturer, he of the French Revolution, who gilded each new decay with splendor, "of course we shall not press our complaints now. The mending apparatus has treated us so well in the past that we all sympathize with it, and we will wait patiently for its recovery. In its own good time it will resume its duties. Meanwhile, let us do without our beds, our tabloids, our other little wants. Such, I feel sure, would be the wish of the machine."
Thousands of miles away, his audience applauded. The machine still linked them. Under the seas, beneath the roots of the mountains, ran the wires through which they saw and heard, the enormous eyes and ears that were their heritage, and the hum of many workings clothed their thoughts in one garment of subserviency. Only the old and sick remained ungrateful, for it was rumored that euthanasia, too, was out of order, and that pain had reappeared among men. It became difficult to read. A blight entered the atmosphere and dulled its luminosity. At times Vashti could scarcely see across her room. The air, too, was foul. Loud were the complaints, impotent the remedies, heroic the tone of the lecturer as he cried,
"Courage, courage. What matter so long as the machine goes on? To it the darkness and the light are one.